KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. At the end of this month, federal emergency unemployment compensation will end for thousands of jobless Alaskans, unless Congress acts to continue it. President Obama has recommended Congress include federal unemployment benefits as part of a stopgap measure to avert the fiscal cliff. A mix of tax increases and spending cuts due to go into effect January 1st. But with Congress at a standstill, the federal unemployment compensation program is slated to end on January 1st. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports the loss of the federal program will have a significant impact on Alaska's unemployed. When a person becomes unemployed in Alaska, they receive unemployment compensation from the state for 26 weeks. After that point, if the person is still unemployed, they receive federal unemployment compensation, which extends benefits for another 47 weeks. However, no matter how many weeks a beneficiary has left, December 29th is the last payable week. Paul Dick is the director of the state's Unemployment Security Division in the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, which administers the federal program.
Most of those folks will be without benefits. And this is a federal program, so, it's all tied to the fiscal cliff, and I know President Obama has kind of tied that with the fiscal cliff discussion, but the Congress would have to act on that to extend it or to bring it back.
Alaska's unemployment benefits replace about a third of a worker's wages, an average of $239 per week, while they look for work. Dick says the end of federally funded unemployment payments would impact nearly a quarter of Alaska's 23,000 unemployed.
We estimate there will be 5,500 Alaskans who will be affected by the cessation of the emergency unemployment compensation.
Ron Creer is director of the State Division of Public Assistance in the Department of Health and Social Services. He says for the past couple of months, the state has been alerting people getting unemployment checks about the coming change.
The primary goal for us and for the Department of Labor is to ensure that these folks have all the supports they need to find employment again as quickly as possible. And so we provide references towards the local job centers as well on a cover letter that includes links to the job center network information on the web. So our hope is that folks will be going to their local job centers and working with the folks there to find employment in their community.
Creer says many resources are available to people as they seek work, including child care, nutrition for women, infants, and children, food stamps, and heating assistance. If they have children, they are eligible for Medicaid. And depending on their situation, they could be eligible for adult public assistance. For job search information, you can call 877-724-2539 toll-free. You can also find out about state assistance on the internet at dhss.alaska.gov or dial 211 to learn about other programs and services. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating problems on a drill ship used by Shell Oil in Arctic waters off Alaska's coast. The Noble Discoverer, owned by Noble Corporation, has been ordered to remain in Seward, Alaska, while problems with pollution control equipment and crew safety are corrected. A Shell Alaska spokesman says the problems are largely connected to the ship's marine systems and not to drilling activities. Representative Don Young will officially continue chairing the Subcommittee on Indian and Alaska Native Affairs for the 113th Congress. Young chaired the subcommittee during the 112th Congress, where he introduced the American Indian Empowerment Act in 2011. The act would require all federally held tribal lands to be transferred back to Indian and Alaska Native tribes upon request. Young says he wants to see tribes regain governance over land and resource management. The announcement for Young's reappointment was made on Wednesday. The Nome Belts Alumni Basketball Tournament is happening this weekend at the Belts Gym. Nanook boys, girls, and alumni teams will compete against each other to raise money for the Belts basketball program. And as always, the tournament is open to alumni of all ages, from the class of 2012 to the class of 1950. Boys coach Patrick Callahan says the alumni basketball tournament is a strong Nanook tradition.
I've coached here for 10 years, and when I got here, the alumni tournament was a strong tradition then, and it's something that all of our alumni really look forward to, is coming out and playing over the Christmas break.
Alumni of all ages are welcome to play in the tournament. Callahan says the level of play can be competitive or fun. Usually enough alumni show up to field three men's teams and two women's teams, numbers that have always impressed Coach Callahan.
Where I came from, we generally have an alumni game, and we might be lucky to find 10 alumni. And out here, we've generally been able to have three different alumni men's teams and two different alumni women's teams. So generally, there's probably, 40 to 50 alumni that are playing in the tournament.
All funds raised by the tournament go to the Nome Nanook basketball program. Coach Callahan says the tournament also benefits the players by giving them an extra shot at playing games on their home court.
We like it because it gives us a chance for our players to play a few more home games. It's really hard to get home games out here in Western Alaska, and it gives us a chance to play under more game-like conditions.
The alumni basketball tournament is happening today and Saturday. All games will be held in the Belts Gym. The tournament kicks off tonight with Men's A versus Men's B at 5:30 p.m., then the Lady Nanooks versus the Alumni Women at 7 p.m., and finally Nome Boys versus Men's C at 8:30 p.m. Competition will also continue on Saturday. The Rasmussen Foundation is committing millions of dollars over the next 4 years to support the arts in Alaska. The foundation's board of directors has approved $8.5 million to support the arts and strengthen cultural institutions across the state. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $6.50 to $1,657.40. Silver is down 17 cents an ounce to $30.07. Zinc is at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 8:53 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 30 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.